What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Stirred Spirits, the drunken paranormal podcast hosted by me, Thomas Sardarian.
And me, Hadley Dion.
Shoutouts to our booze, our loving fan base. We hope you enjoyed Deb's stories from last week. And we have another special, exciting guest this week.
A very special guest.
Who are you, special guest?
Hi, my name is Zach Shucklin.
Welcome, Zach Shucklin. Own it, Zach.
I'm still getting comfortable with my name. It's taken 23 years. That's why I nervously laughed.
Right, yes. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Zach. Who are you?
So, I guess... Long story short, I'm a Cancer, but if you want the long story, I am a double Cancer.
The longest story possible.
On the cusp of oscillation between Cancer and Leo with a moon in Capricorn.
Wow.
I associate produce with the Young Turks, and then I also contribute to Playboy, The Advocate, and Vice.
Probably our ritziest guest so far in terms of
pretty bougie clout. Shit.
It's not that ritzy. All of my articles are still in an article bank.
Love it, love it. Is it a Trello by any chance? That publishing software? No? Okay.
What does that mean?
No, that's peasant shit. What we use with Crossfader Magazine, an independent online culture magazine.
What is Trello?
Anyway, we don't have to talk about it. Actually, maybe we can talk about it. Listen, it's a workflow app. Trello.
You can't tease us like that. You can't like put it Trello, in and then take it out really
listen,
quickly.
Listen, Trello has a very easily accessible workflow where there's like different cards you make and it moves along from like, this is ready for an editor to look at. This is ready for grammar editing.
How loud do you think it is if I eat this falafel wrap?
We're
going to
find out.
That's an ASMR sub brand.
Yeah,
so like,
there
do
we
it.
Go.
Chew into that mic.
Is falafel wrap?
Exactly.
you got to lean into the mic. Fellas, Hadley is single. Anyway.
For good reason.
So in any case, Trello's great. Shout out to Trello, sponsor us. But so you're telling us you have a lot of stories about the Renaissance Fair that were electrifying.
we're electrifying.
So yeah, I'm working on an article for Vice right now about the Renaissance Fair, and it's slated to come out on June 25th. But it'll probably never come out.
Okay, don't shoot yourself in the foot.
The Renaissance Fair is incredibly interesting. It's some of the quirkiest people I have ever met. Oops.
That's a nice way to say things.
Yeah, I remember the last one I went to, which was about 2 weeks ago, the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, which they were really mean to me.
You got in a fight, I believe.
Yeah, right? I got in a fight with the press people. They wouldn't give me a press pass.
Damn.
It was, I don't know why they were trying to like pilfer their press passes.
It was Vice is a viable avenue to give a press pass to.
And I even tried to use the Playboy label as well, and they didn't care. They like,
wow, the Renaissance Fair doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, I know. I sent a scathing email. I was like, this was for the betterment of the Renaissance Fair, and like, you're your own worst enemy.
So who did they let in? Did they let in Rolling Stone or anybody, or is it just...
I have no clue who... Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe... Architectural Digest, because they like set up their own booths.
Yeah,
I have no clue. But, yeah, I got in a fight with them, but I met this little girl, and she was walking her dad, who was dressed as a panther.
She was walking her dad.
Oh, yeah, the dad was in full fur garb.
He was crawling on all
full fur suit.
I hate every part of it. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
But
that was
on a leash?
Yeah, but by the end of the Renaissance Fair, that was, like, normal. It was normal for me to scratch this 40-year-old man in a cat suit who was being walked by his pre-pubescent daughter.
Do you think it was one of those girls that's actually 35?
Yeah.
She looks like the orphan?
Yeah. Like she has Andy Milonakis syndrome?
Yeah.
Andy Milonakis syndrome. I was thinking about it.
Like, if you fuck Andy Milonakis,
are you a pedophile?
Are you a pedophile?
Yeah. No, probably not in a
Thomas
court of law.
Thomas is uncomfortable.
Listen, no. I fucked him. And I was not tried in a court of law.
Okay.
So. Yes.
But okay, since we're on a
morally.
Paranormal podcast, if you know that your house is haunted by like a little girl and you still masturbate, and you know she's walking, are you a pedophile?
I think No, I don't think that the law upholds, because it would be act of God, right, is what the legal terminology
for
it
is. What is act of God? Yeah.
No, that's when, like, spooky shit happens, and then you're like, I need to sue this company. And they're like, we don't cover insurance for acts of God.
Okay. Wow.
So, like, if you just jerked off, I mean, God's always watching. So it's the same kind of, it's not indecent.
Yeah, but God isn't like a 7-year-old girl who died in the 1900s
in a fire. It does turn me on that God is watching.
Yeah, yeah. That adds a little bit of excitement to it.
It does.
But also, like, if you're masturbating in front of a 7-year-old girl ghost, like, to anyone to catch you would be self-reporting. So then it would presumably be like an additional sexual thrill if you, like, report yourself for indecent exposure.
Unless a medium reporting you to the police. So
what are you guys trying to tell me?
This is a lot. So, okay. So in this scenario,
we did tequila shots.
We took a lot of tequila shots. So in this scenario, you're jerking off in front of a 7-year-old girl ghost.
Yeah.
And the medium is also in the room with you.
Yeah. The medium is watching me jerk off in front of the 7-year-old girl ghost.
Yeah, I think she could report you, I suppose. Because, like, if it's a real
ghost... Well, she could report you for masturbating in front of
her. Yeah, she could also just report you for standard tradition for indecent.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a problem. Yeah, like,
Listen, officer, this is a long and complex
story. What were you
saying
was your masturbation article that you wrote?
Okay, what I was trying to write, and I'm still salty about the fact that I got killed,
was
10 loads for 10 ghosts.
Oh my God.
Masturbating in LA's most haunted spaces.
This is a fucking fantastic article, right? Folks.
And I was sensitive because, like, there were some places that I chose not to pursue masturbating in. Like, there's this one bridge in Pasadena, which is known for a lot of suicides, and I thought that it was just insensitive.
Oh, I know that bridge.
But...
What were the other locations that you were trying to jerk off
at? It was like haunted hotels. There was like a, there
That's
was an old
easy,
hospital
though.
That had been abandoned.
Wow, what an easy way out.
Easy way
Wait,
out.
Which hospital is it?
I'm forgetting. Originally this was supposed to correspond with Halloween, but then when my editor left and I was consulting a higher up editor, he was like, absolutely not. And I was like, okay, but if you change your mind, I'll hold it in.
I'll do it for
season
you.
Finales of this podcast
is Zach
jerking off at a
yeah, you're just gonna listen.
Yeah, it's gonna be a live stream. Anyway.
Just his face.
And I'm gonna give you real-time updates on how close I am without any sexual energy behind it.
Right,
yeah,
like
60%.
Yeah, like 60%. I'm doing it. A lot of rustling.
Just a
noises.
Numbers game.
It's all a numbers game. So that I guess is like a segue into ghosts. So what is your paranormal history?
Okay, so my paranormal history, I have, I guess, two specific stories.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have a few. So if you want me to take you through the catalog,
we got time.
I can.
Take us through the catalog.
But,
do we?
Yeah, we got time.
I purchased my first Ouija board from Toys R Us when I was
looking at it.
First of all, let's take a brief interlude. Is it Ouija or Ouija?
I think it's Ouija, but it's spelled Ouija.
I say Ouija.
I say Ouija. Maybe I'm wrong.
I've actually heard other podcasts debate this. I don't really care for it.
Okay, we'll take it as it comes.
We can just call it Ouija.
Ouija. Anyway, Ouija. So you bought your first Ouija.
So I bought my first Ouija board when I was probably in like 9th grade from Toys R Us. It was glow in the dark, so you would hold it up to a light.
Very, very authentic.
Did you play with it?
Oh, 100%. I played with it all the time. I was obsessed with that Ouija board.
Did anyone come through?
There was this one, well, I mean, is it the id or is it a ghost? I'm not entirely sure, but Maid was a reoccurring figure.
Maid.
Her name was Maid.
Okay.
And she was always, like, incredibly just dark and mean.
Okay.
But I, you know, I would love to go back.
So this wasn't like a psychosexual awakening kind of Maid.
No.
No.
No, like, she was mean, but I would love to go, I would love to go back now as a 23-year-old and see if, like, the jabs were like adults or like only could come from the mind
of a
like
child,
a 14-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But I remember there was this one time where in my city, I'm from a suburb of Seattle called Kirkland.
Okay. Is it home of the Kirkland brand?
Well, okay, we'll get into that real quick. Okay. So basically,
let's take a tangent.
My mom is the director of advertising for Costco. I grew up college working at the warehouses in the summer, and the reason it is Kirkland Signature and not Seattle Signature is because the copyright of Seattle Signature already belonged to a sock brand, so they they made Kirkland Signature.
Where have you ever seen Seattle socks? Where could...
Exactly. Yeah. They should have been... if they were smart, they would have sold the name.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So the headquarters at the time for Costco Corporate was in Kirkland. So they named it Kirkland Signature, their house brand. And then they moved later to Issaquah.
Wow. Home of Modest Mouse.
Yeah. And Kirkland is also the home... Kirkland is also the home of Fleet Foxes, just not Father John Misty. I grew up in Kirkland, and specifically in this neighborhood, Crestwoods.
Okay.
And... there were woods behind my house, and in 1994, this is a true story, not an urban legend.
That's the year we were born.
No, I was 93. Speak for yourself.
That's the year me and Zach were born.
You're the dog.
I think I'm the rooster. Do you remember Jackie Chan Adventures? Did you ever watch that show when you were a kid?
No.
Was that like the animated one?
And they had like a Game Boy game out of it. Dog was, Invincibility was, I don't remember.
There were like a bunch of dragons in it. Yes. Dragons were the main foes.
Yeah.
So 1994.
In 1994, there was a high school student who unfortunately hung himself in a tree in Crestwoods.
Okay.
And to memorialize him, someone had nailed a wooden cross on the tree that marked his spot. So
lovely.
It was really edgy in junior high to like go down to the cross at night and like see how long you could stay. And so me and just a group of kids made that pilgrimage one night with my glow-in-the-dark Ouija board, and I had charged it up against a light right before.
Well, you must have been the belle of the ball, the coolest guy in the
room. I had the Ouija board.
Were you the popular boy?
You know, I like to call myself like a middle management bully.
Middle management bully. I
gave it out, but I took it too. Yeah. And like, And I just want to give you a picture of who I was in junior
high. Were you a theater kid? Like,
well, I was a theater kid, but I also played sports because my parents made me.
Yeah.
But I wore head-to-toe Abercrombie, straightened my hair, and had braces. But the artists I listened to were Mac Dre, Keek to Sneak, Mista Fab, and E4.
So you were like Bay Area, but not in the
I was
Bay
like
Area.
Bay Area, that's but like hella gay.
Yes,
like,
yes. Well,
yeah,
that's, all right. So,
management bully.
I got an image.
Is Abercrombie still around?
Oh, yeah.
It is. I'm trying to bring it back, ironically. I think.
Do it. I think we're ready for it. I think we're ready for it.
You should be one of the models they have.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to be an Abercrombie model. I think I'm just going to have to forego food for
just stop eating. Stop eating now.
That could be a great Vice article.
I became an Abercrombie model.
I was anorexic for a year to be Abercrombie. Yeah.
But back to the original story. We were going to the cross with my glow-in-the-dark Ouija board. Suddenly, there was a gust of wind, and the Ouija board suddenly wasn't glow-in-the-dark anymore.
It took
the glow, and girls started crying. Yeah. I started crying. Yeah. Everybody was crying. My friend Marcus got whacked in the face because by a flailing arm, was so hysterical. Yeah. But that's why we believe that that area in the woods is haunted.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And then I bought the Ouija board that we currently have in front of us right now from a antique occult store in Echo Park. And it's from the 1950s, and I bought it right when I was moving into my current apartment, and we had no furniture, so I had nowhere to place it, so I put it on the ground the night that I bought it. And when I woke up, we had an ant infestation, and the ants were all over the Ouija board.
Oh, that's awful.
That is so creepy. Yeah. It was so creepy.
It draws,
So I want to say that my mom was over when Zach came in with the Ouija board. And as I closed the door on her, she was walking out, she whispered to me, she goes, "Listen, do not touch that board."
We're doubling down on the ASMR.
Do not touch that board. And also, when they're done touching it, you sage your house. And I said, okay. And I closed the door to him.
So do you think you contacted something that night?
I don't know if I contacted it. I think I showed disrespect.
Right, and it wasn't down to clown.
I'm not like a very super... Well, I am superstitious to an extent, but when it comes to like actual things, I believe that like, you know, as autonomous beings, we have like agencies over our paths and our...
Right.
Whatnot, but it was just so weird that the day I bought the Ouija board and I set it on the floor, which I mean, I think could be seen as disrespectful to... this piece of antique whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we woke up, and it wasn't just like a little ant infestation. There were ants everywhere, and this was a completely new building. I moved into it,
and it was the first week after the
building had been completed.
After it opened or whatever.
Yeah, so it was just so bizarre and freaky, and they were walking over the Ouija board specifically.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
It was weird. And it's not like we were living over a Native American
like burial ground.
I honestly think it was this Ouija board, but to think that we're great friends now.
Let's hope.
Have you used it since?
I used it during the new moon. I went to a crystal shop in the Arts District, so you know it's like completely inauthentic
straight bullshit.
It's in like the midst of gentrification. Yeah, yeah. Like some girl was like, like crystals.
I went there
and I walked in and I was looking at these like pre-packaged new moon ceremony kits. There was like the generic kit, and then there was like the special kit, which was $20 more. And I was looking at the woman and I was like, so between these two, which one do I need? And she felt my hand and then she led me to the more expensive one. Of course she did.
Wow, look at that. Isn't that magical, the way that
she's like, you need the really expensive VIP package.
Yeah. Crazy how that works.
But we used the Ouija board the night of like the new moon spell. I was with our mutual friend Ian.
Yes.
And then one of my really good friends, Laura, and we talked to a spirit that may have also been our id. I'm not convinced I've actually conjured a spirit through the Ouija boards.
So you originally said that your father has some specific stories.
So my dad is believer in our family, and he grew up in Seattle, where I'm from, and when he was living in this one house, he had two huskies, and they would always howl around the full moon, which was like not unrealistic for huskies.
For a dog,
That's like pretty husky.
Yeah, pretty husky.
And that's a pretty husky stereotype.
One night he woke up to them howling and whimpering outside. They were like outside dogs because they were so rowdy. And he woke up and he looked at the foot of his bed. And this like is legitimately sounds like a scene that didn't make it into The Shining.
Right.
And there's a Native American girl standing at the end of his bed, but she's in traditional, like, Pacific Northwest Native American garb, which means kind of like a reed hat and, like, a large poncho with those different Pacific Northwest designs. Like, when you look at, like, an orca or a thunderbird that, like, looks vaguely Native American, that is usually from, like, Seattle or Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So she was in this poncho and this reed hat. And she just began to...
Now, is someone going to get mad at us for calling it a poncho? Is there a specific name for it?
I don't know if I...
should be utilizing.
I don't know if I know the, specific... Right, okay. But I never learned if there was a specific, I'm sure there is.
Poncho adjacent.
In the Squamish, Duwamish, or Seattle tribe language, I'm sure there's a specific word for...
Oh, that's just local knowledge.
The poncho.
Like
but
I never thought Thomas would be the PC police.
Now, listen, I am a modern man.
But it had all of the makings of a poncho.
Yes, okay.
It was a large piece of fabric with a hole cut out for the head
for
and
the
neck.
Head, yes.
And she began to rapidly age into an old woman.
What the fuck?
Right in front of him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like she was, malicious or anything. She was just aging. And he turned on the light and she was gone. And the story still like rocks him whenever he has to say it.
So... What was that just a one-off incident, or is your family home purported to be haunted to any degree?
Well, family home that I grew up in was, like, a pretty new development at the time, so, like, there was never any hauntings there, but my dad became a believer after that
After
incident.
The Native American incident,
right.
Yes.
And I think, for the most part, the readings that I've done, I feel like ghosts, if they quote-unquote haunt, they usually have, like, unfinished business or whatnot. I think it would be presumptuous for me to think that, like, a ghost had any reason to contact me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if I've affected any people's lives who have now passed, or if I'm a conduit, I would love to be one. But
ghosts, hit Zach up.
Yeah, hit me up. Yeah. Slide in.
Ghost, Zach would love. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take another tequila shot, and we'll return in a brief moment. Do you want one, Hadley?
Let's do it. Hey, we're back.
We are back, getting real roasty and toasty.
We took some more
more tequila shots. What are we drinking? It's a Hornitos tequila. It's going down smooth. Shout-outs to Hornitos. Sponsor us. What's your favorite kind of tequila, Zach?
You know, again, when you messaged me you about told me what you're tequila easy. I wanted, I'm easy in all aspects of the word.
Like, yes, all for every possible interpretation.
Okay, so my favorite tequila has to be George Clooney's Casamigos, but I think that's just because I've never had, like, real tequila from...
I don't assume.
Distillery in
Mexico. I don't think anybody here has.
No, sir.
Yeah. Just definitely not like Sauza.
Okay. We didn't. Well, that's good. So you're fine with Hornitos. It's serving you.
Oh,
well,
I'm
enough.
Fine. I mean, yeah. it did its job.
It did its job.
It really did
admirably.
A job on me. I'll tell you that.
So this is the first time we've kind of gotten into the nitty gritty. But so you. We're gonna philosophically tackle some of the concepts.
I think
ghosts.
That would be good.
Yeah, let's have like a little bit of like an introspective element. So, do you believe in ghosts? Point blank.
I believe in something. Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is the mechanics of ghosts. Because are they spirits that just haven't moved on? Do they have a hurdle that they still need to accomplish? A story that they still need to tell? Or like, is the only point of being a ghost like popping up when someone closes their medicine cabinet,
right, in the
and
mirror.
Then instantly
right.
they're gone. Like, I don't know what ghosts are doing or what the point of them
it
is.
It can't be their sole purpose to just scare
I
us.
Think the way I look at it is like, if your life was just so horribly interrupted, I do believe in this concept of kind of like leaving an imprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you had more to do or to say. And I think kind of like what you do with that when you're a ghost really more says about like what kind of person you were. Like my famous ghost story, which of course you heard on episode one of Stirred Spirits, involving the ranch ghost. She was a very vengeful spirit. It's aired by now. So she had something, she still has this hate to kind of enact upon the world. So it's like ghosts
right.
that solely
exist. She was already not a good person.
Right. But it's like she was also cut short because her children murdered her. So it's like she still has like this kind of imprint on that house.
So I
like,
do. Sorry, go on.
No, you go.
You go.
Do ghosts like sleep? Like what are ghosts doing 24/7? Like haunting or?
I imagine you just kind of chill there.
I don't know. So two things. One, I feel like I believe more so in like energy. Like you can't disrupt energy. Like even after you die, it's just here. So, and whether that gets put into some other thing or it's like fucking haunting you, I don't know. Two, we had like a guest on, Olivia, who said she literally had a woman in her house who apparently like did not know she died. And so she was just in a cycle of like, I'm living my normal day-to-day life, but I don't know I'm dead.
Yeah.
That would be so annoying though. Like, okay, Karen,
my life
we
is so
talked
busy.
About this. You're dead.
Yeah.
Okay, you're dead. I don't even feel bad about saying it anymore because we've had this conversation maybe 10
so many times.
You're dead. It's 4 a.m. and I'm tired.
Yes, I have work in 3 hours. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if even ghosts necessarily have like a conscience. I feel like it's like almost you are stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know if they're actively like, oh, at this hour, I'm going to, you know, jump out of the closet and scare them. I feel like that's just like,
oh, jump out of the closet. Now I'm scared.
Yes. Anyway.
Happy Pride, everyone. Our sponsor is Glad. And the Trevor Project.
Right, yes.
Fuck.
I think they're stuck in a loop. You don't know what you're doing
when
you're a
ghost. No, I know. Yeah. Because,
you know what you know, and you keep doing it. And that's what's so frightening about it.
There's, my parents recently sold our house and moved into a condo, and in our building, it said that there's this ghost named Claude, and I'm sorry, but you can't be straight.
You can't be a straight ghost with
the name Claude.
It is very sus.
And apparently Claude plays pranks on the apartments he likes.
So it's whimsical.
So I just, I'm a whimsical ghost. And I just imagine.
I do like a whimsical ghost.
Yeah, we love a whimsical ghost.
I love a solid bout of whimsy. It's always good.
I just imagine like sitting on the couch watching TV around 2, and it's always around 2 o'clock apparently, and just looking and seeing the bananas floating while I hear in the background, ooh.
Like, what happens?
I think that's how Claude is gonna haunt me.
Ooh, spooky, spooky, spooky. That sounds kind of fun.
He could just identify that in you, and he's like, this guy will appreciate
it. I'd love it. Like, Claude, start voguing with that fruit, and we'll get along fine.
What kind of pranks does he play? Like,
That's what I don't know, but I'm guessing it has to be, like, minor inconveniences, because if in order to be a prank, it can't be, like, that scary or debilitating or whatever.
Or what is it on YouTube? A social experiment, more like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an entire episode of Punks.
Yes.
With Ashton Kutcher popping out. That's what Claude does. He's a producer.
What is, like, was there, like, a building memo that went out, and they were like, hey, by the way, there's this ghost.
It's a tenant's ex-boyfriend who died.
How did he die?
I don't know how he died, but so I guess she thought he was...
He is straight.
But she thinks he's gay.
Oh.
She does?
Yeah.
Holy shit. And now he's, like, using this time as a ghost to come out.
I know.
Out
like, you know, Claude, just come out.
Just come. It's Pride Month, Claude. Get out of there. Come live your truth.
Well, my parents... Speaking of Pride Month, my parents randomly got an award from the city of Kirkland for, like, being, like... tolerant people who gave birth to a gay, and I wanted to be like,
congrats,
you didn't do shit, mom.
I'm like, the one that's gay.
I'm the gay. Like, you shouldn't get that award.
You didn't choose
this. I wrote their speech when they accepted it. First of all, it was the most boring Pride celebration. I didn't even want to be part of it.
I can't imagine, like, Kirkland.
It was only it was a Pride celebration put on by straight people. That's why it was so boring.
Very corporate.
And, but I made them say, and we dedicate this award to our son, Zach,
who's gay.
Courageously and unashamedly lives his truth.
I love
every
it.
Single
I
day.
I love
and
it.
And I wanted to be like, fuck you. Like, switch that engraving. That is my award. You didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you fuck a ghost?
Would I fuck a ghost? Well, according to the first season of American Horror Story, if you fuck a ghost and you have a baby... That's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Is that that's the recipe
and
for disaster?
And would I have the Antichrist 100%?
Well, you'd have to have a surrogate, though.
Yeah, I would need it would have to be an IVF Antichrist.
So you and a ghost would combine your semen in
we would
in
be
a
with
cup.
A fertility expert. And
it'd be one of those things where you're like, who's the father?
Who's the father? Oh, it's Satan. Whoops.
I guess it's the ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
Would I fuck a ghost 100%. Who says that, like, wet dreams aren't just, like, ghost sex?
Just wow, that's... I've never thought of it that way.
Do you
guys
remember there was a thesis at Chapman where a ghost, I would say, took advantage...
Oh, is this in, like, rape ghost? Everyone was talking
about
this. There
was a rape ghost.
There's, like, a cabin, right? And people were...
Wait, that was a whole
I don't remember this
shit
thesis.
Show.
This was
controversial. I won't say who the director was.
You know, dox them! Maybe.
I don't really totally remember the name, but there was a whole controversy where it was like a ghost raped somebody.
Yeah, this was junior year.
Maybe,
right?
I don't fucking know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. It wasn't even consensual. It wasn't like a Twilight.
That guy is probably thinking himself so hard that, like, he didn't do this around me too, because, like, imagine if that movie came out in 2016.
It would not be well received.
No, I don't think 2017 was Me Too, right?
Yeah.
So if it came out in 2017, he probably feels so relieved that he, like, missed the brunt of that.
Yeah.
It was a preemptive gesture on his
I don't know
part.
If he was, like, socially aware enough to even care.
He's like, what the fuck what's the problem with rape?
Yeah, and a ghost.
You think it's not real rape, it's ghost rape.
Shout outs to Chapman.
Shout outs to Chapman. Shout outs to toxic masculinity. In any case, I think let's get this Ouija out. Let's get this live on the pod.
I'm not gonna touch it. So but I'm gonna watch
this. This is what we're gonna do.
But we need three people to do the Ouija.
No, we don't.
We do need three people.
Is that like a bona fide?
That's how I learned it. When I write, and I've been Ouijaing by like writing shit down. Sorry, I need to stop.
Oh, you're in that something something Charlie kind of. You know that game you play with the pencils where it's like.
What is that?
It's like a Mexican ghost that's like something Charlie, and you like put two pencils together and like it writes scary things.
I hate that.
Yeah. It was, I believe, so not the Ouija series produced by Blumhouse, but the knockoff that the Asylum does called like the Ouija Experiment.
Yeah.
That was the premise of the third film.
But
So you've been writing something. What are you writing?
Yeah, what Hugo? Because Tom has interrupted you.
Oh no!
So
I mean, I was like, my friends and I, before I owned a Ouija board, would like write on cardboard like the alphabet.
Okay, whatnot.
I've never had a Mexican ghost. I would love to conjure a Mexican ghost right now, and we could explore the different initiatives that we could use to fight this administration right now.
There you go.
DACA is incredibly important.
This is the resistance, folks, live on stream.
Families are getting separated at the border.
Yeah.
Read up. It's really important.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the Young Turks and me speaking.
Yeah, that's the Young Turks and you speaking.
No, I could talk about it, but I feel like, honestly, you just saying that made me want to cry, so.
Yeah, but I mean, if we want to consult the ghosts for answers,
yeah,
we definitely could. I have my Ouija board here.
Yeah, anyway, so this is the end of the standard episode. If you want us to release this hot bonus content where we'll be contacting a Mexican ghost acting for solutions to DACA border control, subscribe. Help us reach.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the social campaign.
Just give us lots of love.
Give us lots of love. In any case, this has been the standard episode of Stirred Spirits with Zach Shucklin. Zach, thank you so much for being
Zach,
here.
Thank you
so much for having me.
What would you like to plug? What should we be?
Yeah, what should we be?
You know, there's nothing really to plug, but hopefully by the time this episode comes out, there will be a lot more articles on different websites, and they can drop a link right there.
There you
Google
go.
Google them.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Just Google them.
Just Google Zach Shucklin Adam on Facebook, Adam on Twitter and Instagram. yeah. You can follow me on Instagram, Big Sad Dad. You can add me on Facebook.
Oh,
why
God.
Not? You can follow me on Twitter at @sad_dad. Like Crossfader Magazine on all the social platforms. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye. Love you, Booze.
Love you, Booze.